You having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. Wrong
song.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the cat patrol.
That's better.
Welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast, episode 73. We're doing travel diaries, and we're doing another intro because we did some of the podcast last night. And disclaimer, please disregard all weird sounds coming from Kelly. She is suffering through severe spring allergies. And the weird sounds coming from me.
There's no excuse for it.
We'd like to give a shout out to It's Funny You'd Say That podcast.
Hi, Travis.
Check out his latest episode. He played this song last night, and then I was listening to it, and I remember it's from a movie.
Yeah, I can't remember which one.
Yeah, but I started listening to it more, and then I told him I was going to copy him for the intro. But we actually have an intro from last night, too, and we kind of, like, say, like, bye halfway through, but we're going to continue it now, so don't worry. It's not over yet at that time. And we also want to explain some of the things we talked about last night, because some things we listened to and we realized
we didn't really say everything, we missed some stuff, and we're a little out of it.
Yeah, because of like allergy medication, a whole bunch of different medications, alcohol, overtired, just like a whole bunch of stuff going on. So we hope you enjoy this podcast episode.
Welcome back to the Travel Diaries. I'm here with Kelly. We're going to, we're going to talk, I don't know, Hawaii.
Yeah, okay. So, hi, welcome back. Travel Diaries, Hawaii. Kelly.
Yeah.
I'm recording it. Girls of 3012. Okay. This is episode 73. Mm-hmm. And this is a travel diary episode. This time it's Hawaii. And / Girls of 3012. Mm-hmm. I'm here with Kelly. Hello.
Aloha.
Aloha. Do you want to talk about Hawaii?
Hell yeah. I'm so excited. This is a really fun trip.
Was it?
Honestly, one of the best I've ever had. And it's our first trip together. So I'm like really excited to talk about it.
Oh, okay. So like our first destination, we landed in Lahaina. Or no, we didn't land in Hawaii. Where was it?
I don't know. Where is the airport?
It started with a K.
I don't know, but they'll tell us.
Yeah.
They'll correct
they'll
us.
They'll be
later.
Like,
yeah.
Why did you say that?
I know. Like, okay. Rookies.
First, okay, so we decided to... So we heard that if you stop at Safeway in Lahaina to pick up, like, water and, like, food, you'll save a lot of money. And we were hungry and overtired.
We're so tired.
So tired. Like, yeah. We wanted something fast and easy. So we thought, we walked around and we saw that there was like chicken wings. And then we picked up water. And then there was like a combination of noodles. And then we saw a whole like row, like a few rows of alcohol. And we got excited because in British Columbia.
We don't have that in Canada.
We don't. We have BC liquor stores.
And they close at 9.
Yeah. And then on Sundays, they close at 5. And we don't have them in our Safeway or other stores.
It just makes it really difficult to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we can't buy alcohol when we're buying groceries. So, like, we were really excited. Then we're like, oh, we don't have to go anywhere else, right? So what did we pick up?
We picked up a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, we did.
And I think some White Claws.
I think it was White Claws, yeah.
Yeah.
And something else, I forgot.
Just club soda.
And champagne.
Yeah, champagne, because we have to. Cheers.
Yeah. We arrived at our Royal Lahaina Resort. The bellboy helped us with our luggage.
It was so embarrassing.
He picked us up from the lobby.
Oh, she's going at the story.
In a golf cart. Golf cart.
Golf cart.
To take us to the rental car.
Oh my god.
Where where our fried chicken was waiting. Well, it wasn't waiting. It was like kind of dead.
It was there, yeah.
It's like already fried. But he asked, which car is it? And Kelly was overtired.
What did I say?
What did you say?
I said, oh, it's that cute little thing over there.
God. And I stayed silent. I knew she was overtired. I just let her be.
I was like, Elisa, you just let me say that.
Well, what else am I going to do?
I don't know, laugh or something?
I know, I was pretty quiet. He helped us with our packs of White Claws. Okay, so we did get some White Claws.
Yeah.
We thought we were ahead of everyone since they were iced tea White Claws.
But
when we, like, by the time we got home, we realized there's iced tea White Claws here.
They just came out, actually.
Yeah, they just came out. So we probably, yeah, whatever. He took us to the elevator. It took 2 seconds to go to level 3. And he, like, laughed and said, this is always fast. And I said, haha, yeah, it is. And then I thought, how do I know that it's always fast?
You don't know.
Yeah, but I just thought it was funny because I was like, yeah, it is. And I'm like, why would I say that?
You know what? I felt bad the whole time, and I was calculating in my head. I was like, oh my god, how much tip should I give this poor guy?
How much do you... You gave him a good tip.
I gave him $10.
Is that good?
I feel like that's pretty good for, like, 2 minutes of interaction.
Yeah, like, that's all. All he did was take our White Claws. We made it to our room. We were so tired. It was... Like, we were like, ooh.
So tired.
It was beautiful in the room, by the way. And we looked out the window, and what did we see?
Nothing.
Because it was
pitch black, dark.
Yeah. It was beautiful still. Like, we had a paddleboard in our room.
Yeah. Like a wooden one.
It was beautiful in the room, but all we wanted at that moment was that chicken and noodles.
Yes.
We did not see any cutlery.
We didn't have anything.
And we didn't even, like, we were so tired, we didn't even, like, think about, like, how the hotel would have cutlery. Mm-mm. So we were like, fuck it.
We'll just eat like barbarians.
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
We had a few iced teas and decided to walk around, even though it was late.
Who did we meet that first night?
We then met our friend. He let us know people usually party by the second pool. We walked over and no one was there. We turn around and our friend popped up again. We asked, where are all the people? He said, probably sleeping. I don't want to say this part.
Why?
I then touched a palm tree.
You really like that palm tree. You were actually, like, touching it for a really long time.
I know. I just wanted to sink in that we were in Hawaii. And then we talked to, like, our friend for a while. He worked at the hotel. He was, like, I forget what were the beads that were called? That they were.
I don't know. I can't remember either, but they were, like... He was wearing just, like, black beads around his neck, and he kept playing with them every time he got nervous.
Yeah, we love this guy. Like, when we say we love people, and Let me get this straight. When I say I love people, like, I love them as a friend.
Yeah. Just genuinely really nice people.
Yeah, like, I care about them. I love them. I'm not in love with them. I'm not hitting on anyone. No. Okay?
No.
Yeah, get that straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, so, our friend, it was kind of cute because, like, he kind of, like, twisted his, like, necklace beads. Every time we would be making jokes the yeah. whole time because we were just, like, so happy to be there. And what'd he do?
He, like, it looked like he's choking himself.
He would, like, twist his bead necklace. Oh, are you looking up?
Kukui?
Kukui beads. Yeah, he's a nice guy, and we have him on Facebook. We were walking back, and then we bumped into security.
And?
Day two. So day two, and nothing happened that night, right?
We're just talking. Also, like, we met security and, like, someone working at the restaurant. Yeah. And we had a good time.
Yeah.
And then day two.
Day two, we woke up, got our free breakfast by the beach, and then decided to walk to Canapoli. I asked the man in the lobby which way to Canapoli.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you can go left or right. And I'm like, why would you... What? And then I realized we were staying in Canapoli. Our hotel was just called Royal Lahaina. It doesn't mean that you're in Lahaina. So I felt like an idiot. And then we walked down to Whalers Village and found a spot to relax on the beach.
It's a really good spot.
Yeah, we, like, walked far.
Yeah.
Like, we walked through Whalers Village and then all the way to the end. We found this, like, little, like, hidden spot. We then went to the Monkey Pod since someone on Instagram suggested... Like, while we were at the beach, someone was like, hey, you should try out the Monkey Pod. And I, like, and you said you saw it on the way.
Yeah.
And then I, like, looked it up, and I'm like, oh, this actually looks pretty cool. So we checked it out. And we were so glad because we had the best poke tacos and Mai Tai there. The foam on top of the Mai Tai was passion fruit flavor.
So good.
It was so good. The view of the beach was beautiful, too. And then we met, like, the couple next to us.
Next to us, yeah. They were talking about, like, the drinks and the food and stuff.
And then we went to the Tommy Bahama in the Whalers Village to get some Honolulu cookies. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard about them, you should go check them out.
They're so buttery sweet.
Yeah, it's, like, mango flavored and, yeah, it's pretty good. Shortbread cookies. I wanted to get some for my friends and family because they know about them, so I had to get some for them. I called the Marlin Bar about my reservation at the other Tommy Bahama in Lahaina to go there later. I actually, like, made a reservation, and I don't know why, but I thought I got the wrong date.
Yeah.
But it was actually the right date. We found out, like, later. Yeah. So I looked at the time, or the day, and I thought I messed up the reservation, but I never did. But, like, anyways, we ended up we went back to the hotel to change. And then we went to the Marlin Bar and ordered a few appetizers and drinks, bumped into people from, that we kind of knew from West Van. The food was good. They gave us free dessert. Pineapple coconut cake?
Pineapple coconut, yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And then key lime cheesecake. The chef came to hand us forks.
And what did you say to him? She said, I like forks.
I didn't say it like that.
I like forks. I don't know.
What yeah.
You say it like that, yeah.
Yeah, he came, gave us forks, and I got really excited because you need forks to eat pie. So I was like, I like forks. And then he laughed, and then, Yeah, and then I'm like, what's wrong with me? Anyways, after that, we met up with two local boys and asked if they wanted to podcast. So check out episode 71, Hawaii 101.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Hawaii style.
That was a fun night.
Yeah.
And then day 3, we went to Lahaina and checked out Foodland, which we heard there was good poke.
Yeah.
We walked to the beach down the street for a couple hours, then walked to Waikiki Brewing Company and shopped a bit on Front Street. We went back to the hotel to get ready for our luau. And what happened, Kelly?
It wasn't our luau day. We went to the lineup and we're like, oh, we're here for the luau. And they're like, oh, what's your name? Like, okay. And they're like, are you sure it's today? And I checked again. I'm like, oh no, it's tomorrow. So
yeah,
we went back to the hotel.
That's okay.
You know, it was fun.
The hotel was like 2 seconds away.
Yeah.
Day 4, we went to Walgreens. We love Walgreens.
Oh yeah.
Like, seriously? Okay. We'll give you a tip. If you don't have, like, if you're saving money and you go to Hawaii and you find it expensive, go to Walgreens. They have everything.
Everything.
They have everything.
Everything.
Everything you can think of. And then we went to the Slaughterhouse Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't sound like a very happy beach, but it was really good beach. Yeah.
It wasn't that crowded. But like,
you kind of had to park on the road.
Highway, yeah.
Yeah, and there's like a bunch of stickers on the sign. I wanted to put my podcast sticker, but I'm like, I don't feel good putting my sticker anywhere in Hawaii, you know? But, do you remember the sticker that was there?
Man City.
No, it was East Van.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had an East Van sticker there. That was pretty cool. And then, yeah, we spent a couple hours there. And we went to Foodland Farms after loaded up food and drinks to save some money. We got more poke, some salmon dip, which was, like, so fucking good. And chips. And then the chicken wrap. Oh, what was that wrap? Can you Google it? Okay, so it's like rice with there's like other options where what is it called? Where you get like we had the spam, seaweed and rice option. What is it called?
Oh,
the M word.
Shit.
That one.
Musubi.
Musubi. Yeah, so it was like we had the spam musubi before. But this time we had the chicken musubi. I like the spam better. And then we partied in 312 and pre-drank for the open bar at the luau.
Why did we pre-drink for a luau?
I don't know. And then we met friends. Oh.
Oh.
We pre-drank for a luau. We pre-drank for an open bar.
Yeah.
And that's why we met friends in the lobby.
Yeah.
And that's why we don't remember the rest of the night.
That's the end of the day.
Anyways, the next day, Kelly was very hungover.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised I wasn't hungover. We went to Wailea Beach, found the monkey pod. It wasn't as good as the first time, but we did meet a couple from British Columbia next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I let my mom know that we met a couple. And she's like, get out of there fast. Because she thinks, like, anytime you go on vacation, like, why would you want to meet people that are, like, from where you are?
Yeah.
But anyways, they handed us a business card. And I asked if they were swingers. Because they invited us to their home in the Okanagan. And I just wanted to make sure they weren't.
Yeah. The waiter there was funny, too. Oh, he, yeah. Like, awkwardly touched you or like something. You had an awkward moment.
Yeah, because he thought I was going to say something when he was walking away, and then he like turned to look, and then I was about to say something. I was about to say something, and he was about to say something, and we just stared at each other.
Just silent.
Yeah. And then he was like, and then he walks back. He instead of just walking away, he like walks back to the table and he touches my back and he's like, we just had an awkward moment.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, so they gave us their business card. It's a picture of them and their phone number. I'm not sure why, but I asked if they were swingers. They invited us to their home. And then, yeah, we went to the banyan trees in Lahaina. We ate at the Cheeseburger Cafe, which wasn't that great. No, yeah.
Just, like, the view was nice.
The view was nice,
the
yeah.
The burger was just, like, whatever.
It was just the regular burger. Yeah. I can make that burger.
Yeah.
The drinks were okay. You went to do, like, a boomerang, but you...
I spilled half of it.
Yeah. And then we met our friend... Oh, okay, sorry. And then Friday, we met one of our local friends. We kind of just showed up at his house in the morning. And we called him and we're like, we're here. And he drove us to Hannah.
That was really nice of him, actually. Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, Kelly and I took gravel and we stopped up. He was, like, the best tour guide ever. Like, that was, like, a really cool day.
Yeah, even though we were both kind of, like, feeling drowsy and
from the gravel.
Sleepy and stuff, and we're like, ugh. But he was like, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked his energy. And it was, like, one of our last days there. And, like, to have, like, someone from Hawaii drive us to Hana.
Yeah.
The road to Hana.
It was a really good experience. Like, I've done the road to Hana before, but, like, this one was actually so much better. Better because of the tour guide we had.
Yeah, he was a friend.
Yeah,
but like, yeah, it just turned out like it was pretty cool. Like he took us, he like showed us everywhere, like Black Sand Beach, Red Sand Beach, yeah. And then he took us to that little shop. And then where like they make banana bread, but I got the pineapple banana bread. And we got coffee. There was the pineapple, is it pineapple lime hot sauce?
Yeah.
And there is like vanilla cream. It was like honey, vanilla cream, honey. I don't know, vanilla. Then we came back, we changed, and then we went to hang out with our other friend. And he took us to Duke's.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Right at sunset, got a picture.
It's beautiful.
We got some presents.
Yeah.
We got like a bunch of food, poke.
And then we met everybody and it was really nice.
Like, oh yeah, we met the staff at Duke's and like, I think it was the manager. And she's like, I gave her my podcast sticker. And she's like, oh, I'm going to check it out for sure. And then she actually had like homemade cookies. And she brought it out on a plate to give to us.
It was so good.
Yeah. It was it Himalayan salt?
It's like salted.
I can't remember.
But it was really good. I don't have a sweet tooth, but like that was actually like very good.
Yeah, it was like salty, but it was really good. Was it caramel? I can't remember. Yeah. Or white chocolate? I don't know. So the last day we were flying back, we met up with the people that we saw from West Vancouver, like everywhere.
Everywhere.
We bumped into them at the bar, we bumped into them at the washroom, and then they were on the plane with us. Actually, they were just one aisle away.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
That's so funny. But in the souvenir shop, it was pretty cool because there was a lot of like souvenirs. But there is this one sign that I wanted. What did it say?
Welcome.
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 It had a whale tail and it said welcome. And yeah. So I hope you enjoyed the travel diaries with Kelly and I. Mm-hmm. Hawaii.
Hawaii style.
Thank you everybody who made this trip like super memorable.
What?
Are you gonna cry or something? Your facial expression.
I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing at me?
I don't know.
Just wanna say thank you to everybody.
That's so nice, Kelly.
I know.
Anything like that you can think of that we didn't talk about?
Like what? You want me to say I met a really special person?
No.
Oh, sorry. Oh no, I said it.
I can cut it out if you want.
I don't know.
But yeah, the last night was really cool because I sat on the beach and the moonlight was shining and it just like got brighter and brighter.
For me too, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, you were near the pool, I was on the beach.
Yeah, the moon was kind of like talking to us, I guess.
Was it?
I don't know. Yeah. I guess so.
Okay. Maybe we'll finish this tomorrow.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Bye. Good night. So we wanted to explain why we had Girls of 3012 in our title. Why did we, Kelly?
I think it's because, like, we met a lot of the staff at the hotel, and they were all super friendly, so I guess we gave off approachable vibes, so we were very memorable. Even one guy there, he was saying how there's a lot of crazy people that come by the hotel, but there's no one like us.
Aww.
Yeah, so every time they're like, oh, look, the girls from 3012 are at it again. Whatever that means.
At it? Did they actually say that?
Yeah.
At it again?
Or they're thinking it.
Oh, okay. So when we knew that, like, security knows about us, we started, like, waving to the cameras and the elevators.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's pretty much. And then I remember someone in the lobby was, like, I was, like, mentioning where we're staying just because, I don't know, I think because of the view or something. And then he was like, oh, yeah, 3012. And I'm like, how did you know that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. And then we, yeah, during the trip, we took a while to realize we were in Hawaii. It didn't really, like, sink in until, like, halfway through.
Not even. Like, even by, like, Friday, we're, like, we're in Hawaii?
Yeah. Also, we mentioned Walgreens, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to Walgreens.
Elisa's favorite store.
Yeah. I was so excited on the last day because, I don't know why. But anyways, I mentioned to the cashier, like, we were talking to her, and then I was like, I love this store. And then, like, everyone in the lineup was laughing. And also a correction for our hotel room. We did not have a whole paddle board on the wall. It was just a paddle.
A wooden paddle.
A wooden paddle, yeah. They had them around the hotel, too. Shout out to Utah.
Shout out to Utah. What was I doing in the lobby?
You're rubbing my feet because...
You got sand all over your leg, like, from all day. Like, sand just doesn't come off your body.
Because the lotion. And anyways, there was this nice lady in the corner, and she had, like, very colorful hair, and I let her know that I really liked her hair. We found out she's from Utah. She was really funny, and they were there for a wedding.
Yeah.
And then the whole wedding crew came, or, like, half of them, and they were leaving tomorrow, but... Yeah, we were talking to them for a little bit. But the next morning, when we walked into the lobby, she's like, Canada!
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. So we didn't get her number or anything. So,
I don't think so,
no. Hopefully we'll bump into her again somewhere. And then shout out to Vegas, the two lovely ladies. They were older. They were just having a good time. And... their husbands died, like, 20 years ago, and you could tell, like, one of the ladies, she was still missing her husband, so I gave her a hug, because no matter how long it's been, you can still miss them the same.
Yeah.
And it was really cute. They were both really cute. And we got a picture taken with them.
I thought they were the older version of us.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty fun. And then when we mentioned Cheeseburger Cafe in Lahaina, we meant to say Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah.
Also, at the Hannah shop, remember I accidentally tipped the shop?
You tipped so much.
I tipped $12 American.
Yeah. Holy shit. It's like another hot sauce.
I know. And anything else? Oh, yeah. We'd like to talk about more about the Duke's restaurant on the beach.
Yeah, we didn't really say what we ate.
Yeah. Shout out to Polywalk50 Official. He directs and films music videos, but he was such a lovely gentleman. He took us out to Duke's, and it was right when
the sun was setting.
He took a professional photo of Kelly and I, and he said that we can order anything, and we got Korean ribs and calamari, poke tacos, ahi tuna steak. There was like some fish and more steak, and then we also had ice cream. It was like an ice cream cake. Yeah, it was
like,
huge.
Yeah, it was kind of like a Billy Miner's pie from the cake, but better.
It was like a volcano mudslide or something.
Yeah.
And then we had three big Mai Tais each. And I don't remember much after that.
It was delicious. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Polywalk50 Official. Go check him out on Instagram. He has a new music video out.
Mm, he's super talented.
He is. And shout out to Beautiful Bakes by Deanna on Instagram. She's a lovely lady, and she made us cookies. She made cookies that day and gave us cookies on a plate to try. And I think she said she made up the recipe that day.
Yeah, like she just made them.
Yeah, so shout out to her. And shout out to McDonald's. Since we were up all night, like almost every night, that's where we would have to go because we were really hungry. And McDonald's tastes the same as here.
Right? I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah. And then Royal Lahaina breakfast was pretty good. Each day there was a chef special.
What is the chef special?
One time it was like crab cake. One time it was eggs benedict. Another time was like a traditional Hawaiian breakfast. It was like rice with egg and ground beef.
Yeah, that was nice. We had something different every day.
Yeah, the staff at the Royal Lahaina, shout out to them. They are super nice.
They have a really good memory.
They do.
They just walk up to the counter and they're like, "Miss Zhang?" I'm like, "How did you know?"
Yeah. Yeah, they were all really nice. And it was really cute because the little birds were like hanging out. And then like anytime someone was done, this big like pigeon and other like birds would like go on the table and attack the food. And
yeah.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I don't think so. I can't really remember anything right now.
I know. Okay, well, thank you so much for listening. And we will probably do another travel diary this year because we're traveling to
Vegas.
Yes.
See you in Vegas.
Have a good night or afternoon.
Good night.